the body is yellow and the heart is black, of what use is that? So you don't even want that kind of man in the first place. So let him go and marry his yellow. Look for a man that will look for the real qualities in a woman. I don't care whether the woman is yellow or green or black. Let her be the right kind of person. Say yellow. Hallelujah. So what's the difference between beauty and attraction? Because some people think, oh, are we talking about beauty tips today? Are we going to talk about how to make up and all that? It might be involved, but let me try and differentiate what the difference between beauty and being attractive. Because as a matter of fact, every human being needs to be attractive, whether you're single or married. If you're single, you need to attract the right people. When you are married, you need to keep looking attractive to your spouse. And even if you're just a businessman, you need to be attractive enough to be able to present yourself or market yourself well. So everybody needs to develop a level of attractiveness. And attractiveness can be developed. It's not like beauty in the sense, in normal sense. Let me give you a quick definition. Beauty simply means having qualities that are pleasant to the eye. I'm talking about physical beauty now. It means having qualities that are pleasant to the eye. That's what beauty is. And everybody is beautiful. But obviously some people are more beautiful than others. Or let me say they have qualities that seem more pleasant to the eyes than some other people. But everybody is beautiful in their own unique way. But today we're not talking about beauty because there's so little you can do about beauty. But we're talking about attractiveness. Attractiveness simply means having the power to attract. So anybody can develop the power to attract. And these things are not just going to be useful in attracting a spouse. They'll be useful in attracting every other kind of relationship that you need in your life. Let me move quickly. Some of the things that you should not get into. Number one. Like I usually say, when you come to the game of relationships, please do not come desperate. It's a major law. The more desperate you are, the less the chances that you attract the right people. I've not seen anybody that made a sound decision in desperation. Ask Esau, the most incredible deal negotiated in the world. Porridge for birthright. Asaro for birthright. I'm yet to see a stupid deal like that. But that is what happens when you are desperate. You won't know what you will negotiate when you are desperate. So never come hustling. It's one of the things that can drive people away from you. Everybody feels somehow when you come strong at them. They wonder, what do you want? Have you tried to stop somebody away and greet them before? I swear in Nigeria. Sister, why you say yes, yes, yes? They're afraid because they don't know what you're going to say next. You want to rob them. The people that you call, they start running. He said, I'm not an arm robber. They say, before, if you're arm robber, you go say, if you're arm robber. They will run. So you cannot come desperate. That is the first thing. Please do not hustle. Don't come on strong to any guy, especially if you're a woman. Don't. The law of attraction works in the sense that both of us must be interested. Only you cannot be attracted. Do you know, they say in magnets, likes do what? Repel. Even if you push one of the magnets to the other one, what will happen to the other one? It will keep what? Moving. So the way love attraction works, it cannot be one-sided. You can't say, oh, I love her and that's all, and you keep pursuing her. You must let her also decide to want you. And that is why you cannot put pressure. You cannot coerce. You cannot cajole. The way a normal relationship should build is that I should present my case. Present what I have. And she should say whether she likes what I have. If you are begging her to marry you today, you will beg her in the marriage to live with you. You will beg her not to go out to meet men. You will beg her not to do this. You will beg her. You will keep begging. Anything that is built on begging will need to be maintained by begging. So never beg. You can't beg for love. Say if a man gives the whole of his goods, all his substance in his house for love, say it will utterly be despised. You can't buy love. At least not true one. You can buy the fake one, but you can never buy true love. Hallelujah. So never come desperate. Number two, don't come pretending. Many people in the bid to attract the right partners, they start to pretend to be something that they are not. One of the major laws of attraction is that you must be yourself. You must be true to yourself. Don't try to speak in a way you cannot speak. Don't try to make your hair in the way it cannot be done. Some have tried to palm their hair and it got burnt. The hair burnt and they burnt the person's dryer. Don't. Hallelujah. Don't. Go through, you know, so much effort to change who you are. Who you are is good enough. Somebody will like you the way you are. That nose you are trying to change. Maybe somebody has looked for somebody with a big nose like your own. And the day you finally removed it, the person now came and didn't recognize you. No. Don't come pretending. I've seen a lot of people, and I'm telling you, we've not seen the best actors in Nigeria until you see women that are desperate to marry. When you see them in action, or men too that are desperate to marry, they begin to act out everything. Do you like to sing? Say, yes, I like to sing. Do you like the, yes, I like it. Do you like granite? I like. Everything. They want to pretend to be something else. And once you start pretending, you will never be true to yourself. You will never be fulfilled. You will never be happy. There's need to be real. That is where the real joy in a relationship comes from. That you are who you are and you're enjoying being yourself. Don't go through agonizing. Suppose, when a man is complaining about everything you are doing, he's not your spouse. So I don't like the way you laugh. Then you not change your laughter. To please him. He said, I don't like the way you walk. Then you not change your walk. He said, I don't like the way you dress. Honey, the person I don't like about three things about you like that. Shouldn't you go and find somebody else? Then I'm not the person you want. If you don't like anything about me, he wants to change you completely. Those kind of people, they are managing you. And one day, they will get tired of managing. You know it's not easy to manage. Especially when there's a better option. One day, he will see somebody else and say, why am I suffering in Lagos? And he will tell you the truth. That I'm tired of managing you. Instead, look for who will celebrate you. Like my brother would say, don't go where you are tolerated. Go where you are celebrated. Because the same thing somebody is despising today, in another relationship, somebody will celebrate it. That way you are laughing, that this guy says he's so rash. Somebody will say, ah, I like the way you laugh. But you are wasting time here begging for love and changing yourself. Why somebody here is looking for something exactly like that? Say, ah, I have big eyes. Your eyes are too big. Your eyes are too big. What does he want you to do? Cut it. And meanwhile, there's somebody else that will see those set of eyes and say, your eyes are sexy. The same eyes. So go where you are celebrated, not where you are tolerated. Go there. Oh, I made up my mind. I will never beg any woman. I will present my case. If you don't like me, it doesn't reduce me. It just means you don't like what you see. Somebody else will like it. That you don't like me doesn't reduce me. Everybody might not like you. If I just can say woe unto you when all men speak well of you, some men will not like you. Hallelujah. So instead of forcing somebody that doesn't like you to like you, look for somebody that will like you. Those things that person is saying, change this one. Somebody else will see it and fall in love. We see it and go crazy. And you'll be enjoying that relationship without stress. Meanwhile, in this other place, you'll be struggling to survive. Can you imagine telling a fish to walk on the ground? It can try it for a few days. But after a while, it will get tired. It will show that it's frustrated. And that's what a lot of people are doing. You can't do a long-term relationship or a marriage that way. In marriage, you are just going to... Marriage doesn't change anybody. And when people pretend before marriage, once they get married, it becomes more difficult to pretend. So eventually, the true colors begin to come out. That's why you can't go hustling, like I said. Number two, you can't go pretending. When I mean you can't go hustling, even when you meet people for the first time, don't tell them you want to marry. Some men make that mistake. You meet a fine girl. You have just talked to her today. Say, I like this girl. By the night, you finish talking to her today. You both of you left her around 9 p.m. By 11 p.m., you're already at home. And you're calling her again. Say, hey, man. I just said, it was so nice talking to you today. Then the morning, first in the morning, you woke up, you called her first. Say, I just asked you to be present to greet you this morning. Then the night again, you... And women are perceptive. They will get the idea that it seems you're interested in something. Then you're not just saying, you know, at the beginning of the year, your goal, when you wrote your, when you wrote your goal, one of the goals was to get married. You're instead of giving her an idea that you want to marry. So when you not ask her anything, she might be under pressure to pretend. Don't go into a relationship telling people, I want to marry. No, let's just be friends. Let's know each other. In that atmosphere, people can be real. You need people to be real to know who they really are. It's not everybody that enters your life that you should marry. Some people are just supposed to be your friends. If you don't spend enough time being friends with them, you will not know the people that are supposed to cross the line. So don't start a relationship then be looking for friendship inside it. No, start with friendship. It's not all your friends you will marry, but amongst your friends, there will be somebody you can marry. That understands you. That you don't need to pose for. You don't need to brag to. When you start having to show your car, show your diesel, you know, then you're acting up. You need to know who I am, man. Just a normal Nigerian boy to the blood. I drink garri. with granite. But if there's no granite, I imagine it. And sometimes, if I have money, I buy the tot of milk. Some people don't know what the tot of milk is. All those milk you buy 10 naira, they are the tot of milk. They are not milk. They are not milk. It's the tot of milk you are buying. It's not milk. If you bring that thing out and bring some of this top brand milk out and mix it in water, see two of them, you will know that these things, they are not the same. I've experienced it. So now, enter, you don't have money like to buy the normal, those good names. I won't mention, I won't advertise for anybody. Those good names, if you can't buy them, go and buy the tot of milk. It's 10 naira. It gives you the thoughts that you're drinking. And you see, psychologically, you have the same impact. Yeah, feel good. So I drank with milk today. Feel sound. Hallelujah. Yeah, just go and enjoy life. Number three, please don't be tempted to go naked. Oh, that's what's really now. Because in the bid to attract people, women nowadays are going naked. I don't know where the craze is coming from. When we're young, fashion was about what you were wearing. Now that we are old, fashion is about what you are not wearing. So you see women going naked. Why on earth will you want to open your upper body? Nowadays, it's fashionable to open your cleavage and not to a reasonable extent. They open everything. They leave nothing to the imagination. And in their mind, I'm attractive. You cannot attract a real man that way. It's only a dog you will attract that way. Only a dog. It's only a dog. It's only a dog. And the man is talking to you and spit is coming out of his mouth. What's my name again? Oh, my name. He has forgot his name. Because you want to blind him. And in your eyes, you are thinking, oh, I'm so attractive. The Bible calls those kind of men whoremongers. You know what a whore is? Prostitute. You know what a monger is? Somebody that peddles or deals or is consumed with something. So that kind of man, the day he sees somebody that opens more than you, he will go. When he sees your sister's own, he will go. When he sees your daughter's own, because there are men that molest their children. So you don't want that kind of man that doesn't have self-control, that is moved by the flesh. That's not, you will attract the wrong person. So now people want to expose their body. Open their stomach. You want that pains when you see those women that have pot belly. Trying to wear shorts. Why are you embarrassing the nation? These are the people EFCC should be arresting. And LASMA. They're obstructing traffic. How can you, please? It's wrong. It's wrong. A woman of virtue will not expose her body. Oh, can you imagine the DG of NAFDAC exposing her body? Those women, they have self-esteem. It's not about opening your body. They believe in who they are. What's the name of that woman that is World Bank something? No, one person has to say it. Let me hear. Okonji Iweala or something. Can you see women like that exposing their body? It's cheap women. They open your body. Open your body. Because, you know why? Because that's all they have. They can't talk. They are not smarter than that. Oh. This, they have sold you what they have to offer. You either take it or leave it. Why would you want to expose your... Why? Why on earth will you want to open your body? Why? And the sad thing is that body won't be like that forever. You see, there's no guarantee. There's no warranty. When you take it, it might not be what it is. It's crazy. So don't be tempted to go naked. You won't attract good, godly men that way. You won't attract faithful men that way. The kind of men you attract that way, they are not the take-home men. I'm telling you. They are whoremongers. They will still go outside to look for that woman that open more than you. And when they have given back to triplets three times, and those triplets have sucked on it three times, that thing won't be like that again. Then they will go for the younger ones and leave you at home. So it's a gambit. You are snookering yourself. Seven ways to be a more attractive person. Number one, Numbers chapter 13. Numbers 13. All of them are scriptural. They are scriptural based ways to improve your attractiveness. They are all scripture based. Like I told you, I'm not a comedian, I'm a pastor. So at the end of the day, we will still come back to God's word. God's word is the only thing that cannot fail. I would have used newspaper, but newspaper can fail. What is news today cannot be news tomorrow. But the word of God never fails. It remains true forever and ever. Even a jot from this word cannot fail. That means the full stop, they still work. Hallelujah. When you put full stop behind your sickness, it will stop. When you put full stop behind the poverty, it will stop. When you put full stop behind the barrenness, it will stop. When you put the full stop behind your singleness, it will stop and become marriage. Glory to God. Numbers 13, if you're there, say amen. Numbers 13. This was where children of Israel went to spy the land. I'll read from verse 33. I'll just read verse 33 alone. Numbers 13, verse 33. He said, "And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants." He said, "And we were in our own sight as what? Grasshoppers." And say, "And so we were what? In their sight." People will see you the way you see yourself. So the first point there is to have a healthy self-esteem. Have a healthy self-esteem. That's number one. Have a healthy self-esteem. People will only see you the way you see yourself. People will never place you beyond what you how you place yourself. That means you must first, being attractive starts from you. It doesn't start from what people say. It doesn't start from clothes. It starts from your inner self. It starts from the value you place on yourself. I have a message called Seven Laws of Value. There are seven things that determine how whether something is valuable or not. And we have all these seven principles of value in Christ. Because the Bible says we are complete in Him. I'll give you a few of those seven laws. One of the seven laws of value is the price of a thing. Whatever price that is paid of a thing determines the value of that thing. Hallelujah. Sometimes the things might even be the same. The rice you eat in the corner of in the buka in the corner and the rice you eat in Sheraton, they are all rice. But sometimes the price you pay for the one in Sheraton, you will just block everywhere because you're not going to the toilet for 3 days. I've eaten the rice of my dreams. So you maintain it in the stomach. But they are all rice. So the price you pay for a thing determines its value. And the Bible said we are bought with a price. And the price that was paid for is the most expensive price. The spotless, sinless blood of Jesus Christ was the price that was paid for us. He said you are bought with a price. That's what the Bible says. So you have great value. You are more valuable than the car. You are more valuable than the shirt. It's not the shirt that is giving you value. You are the one giving the shirt value. Somebody says, "Ah, Pastor, this shirt is fine. I'm the one making it fine. If another person wears it, it might not be this nice." I'm complete in Him. Another thing that gives you value is the person that you are in a relationship with. You know, if you are the president's driver, you are not an ordinary driver. If you are the president's steward, you are not an ordinary steward. So the relationships you are in matters. And the Bible says we are children of God. Do you know who my Father is? He's the richest man in the world. He's the strongest being in the earth. Hallelujah. And that is my Father. I can approach Him at any time. I can ask whatever I desire and He will do it. I can't go into all the seven laws of value, but if you can, I don't know if I have it on tape. But the issue is that the value you place on yourself determines how people will see you. You must have a healthy self-esteem. Don't depend on a relationship. Don't say, my boyfriend jilted me. That doesn't mean you are less special than you are. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 7 that you are a special people unto God. If God says you are special, then nobody can say otherwise. Oh, don't even think because you don't have money now that you are less than who you are. That's why the people that don't know God, they are always interested in material things. Because they want to use those things to get good self-esteem. So they spend all the money to buy expensive clothes. Because that is what gives them importance. Honey, I don't have to spend money to buy expensive clothes. I'm already important. The price that was paid for me shows me how important I am. Hallelujah. It shows me how important. That's why most times when they want to employ people, they ask them, "What do you want to earn? How much do you want to earn?" Let's know how this guy is thinking. Whether he can survive here. He said, don't stop, relax. How much do you want to earn? And his mates in that company are earning 500,000 naira. How to earn 5,000? They say, "Go home, we'll call you." And they ain't calling you, man. They've thrown your number away. Oh, no. So, when you see people that don't know God, the way they carry their cars, that's their life. You touch my car? Do you know this car? This Audi. Do you know it? Do you know Mercedes-Benz is somebody's name? It's a human being that made that thing. Do you know Honda is somebody's name? So why are you letting it give you value? Tommy Hilfiger is somebody's name. So why should I wear his shirt and be feeling on top of it? I'm already on top of the world. He's a human being like me. Hallelujah. So have a healthy self-esteem. And you find that from God's word, from your creator. He said you were fearfully and wonderfully made. You're a masterpiece. You are not a mistake. Your parents might think you're a mistake, but you are not. Because the Bible said before he formed you in the womb, he knew you. And he sanctified you and ordained you. Your parents might think it was a mistake. Say, what did I bought you, this naughty boy? But it's a lie. They couldn't kill you. Hallelujah. You are not a mistake. You are sent to this world to fulfill a particular purpose. And that purpose will be fulfilled. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You were handcrafted by God. He didn't assign the angels to make you. He made you himself. Hallelujah. You are a designer. If you check behind your neck, there's a label on it. Handcrafted by God. Hallelujah. Designed and crafted by God. You are not made in China. You are not made in Abakiliki. You are made in heaven. Hallelujah. So there's no need to let anybody put you down. Confidence has a way of making you attractive. I've seen some of the ugliest boys, but they are very confident and they attract all the fine girls. But you see a fine boy, he can't talk. He wears all the fine clothes. Say, Kingsley, come now. Say, Say, what do you have to say? Me? Nothing. He's just a fine boy, but he doesn't have any confidence. But you see one very ugly, short, K-leg boy like this. No teeth. But very confident. He'll be posing himself. Say, who did you say, B? Very confident. And there's something about confidence that makes you attractive. And we're not talking about confidence from vain things that can go. We're talking about confidence from God and from our relationship with God. We are complete in Him. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Do you know if you were the only sinner in the world, Jesus would have still died for you? You are heavy. You are expensive. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God didn't die. Jesus didn't die because we were plenty. He died because He loved you individually. He said the hair on your head are numbered. Not that they are counted. He said they are numbered. That means as you were combing your hair today, number 365 fell down. And God knew it by number. That's how much details He puts on this you. And you look at yourself as ordinary. When I ask people that, how do you see yourself? Do you think you are fine? They usually say, I'm okay. How can you say you are okay? When if Tommy Hilfiger makes a shirt, we'll say, yay. When Givenchy makes something, we'll shout because he's a designer. Then God made something and you say it's okay. I don't know about you, but I'm not okay. I'm too much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not bragging on myself. I'm bragging on my maker. I know him. That's why I'm talking about him. And he has told me how much he loves me. Hallelujah. If you were the only sinner, Jesus would have still died for you. You were that precious. You are worth it. Don't let one boy buy you ice cream and be shouting at you. You are more than ice cream. He bought you chicken and he's shouting at you. He bought you meat pie and he's shouting at you. Hey, come down from my car. No, you need to value yourself. Why can't you even buy a car? Why must you look for a man? I must marry somebody that has a car. You too can buy your own. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't have to wait for any man. Praise God. A healthy self-esteem. He said, a virtuous woman is more than rubies. He said, her price is more than rubies. Can they give you 5,000 to sleep with you? How can they even give you 50,000 to sleep with you? Have you noticed all these girls that do runs? I mean, what's the point? You collect the money and you buy clothes. Have you seen anybody that was doing runs that did something out of useful out of his life or her life? So I'm doing runs to buy clothes. To buy clothes to do what? To do more runs. So where are you going with it? Hallelujah. There's no way out there. Number two, you'll find it in Proverbs 17. Proverbs 17. The first one is a healthy self-esteem. You must value yourself well. I have a message out there. You'll find it outside there. Improving your self-esteem. Everybody should get it. I'm telling you, you don't know how much your life is controlled by your self-esteem. Self-esteem controls everything that we do. Self-esteem determines what you take from people and what you will not take. Most of us are accepting things that are less than us because we don't even value ourselves in the first place.
Hallelujah.
It's not everything you should eat. It's not everything you should take. If you are valuable more than most of those things. But most of them we compromise ourselves because we are afraid. We don't know who we are. Say we're like grasshoppers in our own eyes. I said that's how they too saw us. Like grasshoppers. But if we begin to see ourselves too like giants, say they will begin to, they have no choice but to see us as giants. If you see yourself as valuable, then they have no choice but to value you. And most men like a woman they can value. Not a woman that sells themselves cheap. So women think it's their job to make sure the whole men in the world are satisfied sexually. They are so loose. Everybody, hey, yeah, he's finer than me. Who told you that? Oh, I don't have time to enter self-esteem. I have a whole message there. Maybe some other time we'll do it. Proverbs 17:22. He said, a merry heart doeth good like what? Medicine. It has so much power. He said, but a broken spirit does what? Dryeth the bones. The second principle is to maintain a joyful attitude. It's amazing. Maintain a joyful attitude. There's something about somebody that is excited. There's something about somebody that is joyful. There's a difference between joy and happiness. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. As you receive the Holy Ghost, you have already received the Spirit of joy. But happiness is something you pursue. Like Will Smith said, in pursuit of happiness. Happiness is based on the things happening around you. Joy flows from within. If you're a child of God and you have the Spirit of God, then you already have the Spirit of joy. That means you have the ability to be happy even when things are not going well. You have the ability to be joyful in spite of what you are seeing. Hallelujah. It's a fruit of the Spirit. It's something you can cultivate. That ability to always be joyful in spite of what is happening, in spite of the bad news, in spite of the fact that time is going, but you are still joyful. Joy keeps you, it keeps you attractive. Like they say, it takes a lot of muscles. The muscles it takes to frown is far more than the ones it takes to smile. That's why a lot of people age very fast. They're always frowning. Always frowning. And you know the bad thing about frowning. Even when the man that would have married you will come, he won't recognize you. So I saw one fine young girl here before. Say, that's that one. Ah, she's looking so old. She has been boning. She has been sad. Oh, look, being sad will not solve the problem. Crying will not solve the problem. Being sorrowful will not solve the problem. The Bible says, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. If when you worry, the problem won't be solved. They say, how many of you by worrying can add a cubit of flesh to your stature? See, your worrying won't make any progress. So if worrying won't make any progress, let's just go ahead and enjoy life then. I'm telling you, it's like being hungry. I've said it many times. It's better to be happy and hungry than to be hungry and sad. You'll be more hungry if you're angry. It will not become an issue. Say, good morning. Say, what's good about the morning? What is good about this morning? He's hungry. But do you know there are days you can have a good attitude. You can drink that garri as if it's salad and chicken you are eating. Be joyful. When you do it as if you're suffering. When some people drink garri, the garri even knows there's a problem. Vein is coming out of their head. They're drinking it with all seriousness and consciousness. And do you know rich people also drink garri? But it's the attitude that is the difference. They are drinking it with joy. The poor man is drinking out of anger. If you are too angry, you will not still make progress. Paul said, rejoice. And I say unto you always, say rejoice. Do you know he said that when he was in prison? Paul was in prison when he was telling people, say rejoice. And I say unto you, rejoice. He said it twice. He said rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. That means emphasis. Say rejoice. And I say again, rejoice. He wrote it when he was in prison. If for some of us, when we're in prison, we say, cry, because things are bad. Cry again, I say cry. There is no reason to be sorrowful. The Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 12, it says, rejoicing in hope. If you have faith that God is at work, if you have faith that all things are working together for your good, if you have faith that God has not neglected you, if you have faith that delay is not denial, then the Bible says, rejoicing in hope. Romans 12:12. It says, rejoicing in hope. That means because of the hope you have, you maintain the rejoicing. Hallelujah. In Philippians chapter 4, he said, be for nothing. Something is touching here. You guys have to be alert. You have to be alert. You can't afford to be playing. He said, be careful for nothing. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Verse 6. In verse 4, that's why he said, rejoice. And I say unto you, rejoice. He was in prison, telling people outside to rejoice. While he was being happy in tribulation, was being patient in tribulation. Everyone wants a joyful environment. Everyone wants somebody that is happy. Everyone wants somebody that is excited. Forget about your past mistakes. Forget about your past troubles. Everybody has made mistakes. You know the sad thing? Nobody tells about the mistakes. Nobody tells about the bad stories. But everybody has a history. Everybody has a mistake. Don't say, you're a sinner. Don't mind people that judge you. If they were holier than you, they would have used their blood to save us. Their own blood is not holier than your own. That's why they brought Jesus' blood. So don't let anybody condemn you. It's the Bible says there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So maintain a joyful attitude. Hallelujah. Rejoice. And I say again, what? Rejoice. I know time is going. I know that, hey, I'm not married. I'm getting old. It's better to be happy. That way, there's more likely you attract somebody than when you are sad, carrying your face. Then the day the man comes, he can't recognize you because you were frowning. Hallelujah. And the thing is that a lot of illnesses are caused by being sorrowful. They found out that majority of the illnesses come because of internal reasons and not external reasons. Keep yourself excited. Number three, the way to be a more attractive person, get a life. Get a purpose for your life. Get a purpose for your life. The Bible said the gift of a man makes room for him. And it brings him before what? Great men. That means there's a level if you perfect your gifting or your talent. That gift can mean money, but it can also mean your abilities. If you can work on it, they say there are some men you will stand in front of. That is being attractive. There's some men you will stand in front of. There's some men that would like to stand in front of you. So get a life. Get a purpose for your life. A purposeful person is always more attractive than a wanderer. I'm telling you. When you see somebody that is purposeful, there's a glow on their face. Because their purpose releases creativity. Their purpose releases passion. Their purpose will release other fulfillment and joy. So they will always look more attractive than the person that doesn't know where they're going. Than the confused person. So get a life. Oh, it's paining me so much. Well, the average young girl, especially in this part of the country, doesn't have a purpose. Their only dream is to get married. Say, what's your life's vision? To marry. After that, to have children. After that, to raise the children. After that, to raise the children's children. In Omugwo. The average girl nowadays has no purpose. I'm telling you, when you live here, if any of the girls, you ask, what's your life's dream? None. Just don't worry. No dream. A purposeful woman will always be more attractive than one that doesn't have purpose. Get a life. Marriage itself is not an end. It's only a means to an end. That end is fulfillment. So when both of us join together, purpose should be one of the things that brings us together. He said, two are better than one. They will have a good reward for their labor. If they have no labor, they will be tired. That's why a lot of marriages are boring. Nothing to talk about. If I just married, that's all. Then they put you somewhere, you'll just be giving birth to children. No dream, no goal. Most men need their space. They need you to also have a life. So that when you come, you even have gist to tell them. They can even contribute to your dream, but no dream. I want to beg you, women of Nigeria. Discover God. See, you can even meet the man faster when you are walking in purpose. You meet him faster. Learn something. If you know your gift, you know your ability, learn anything. Learn something. Do something you have never done. Learn something you have never learned. Learn to write. Learn to read. Learn to do anything. Use the computer. Learn IT. Learn anything you want to learn. Learn how to bake. Learn how to do hairdressing. Learn how to do anything. But have a purpose. There's something about purpose that makes you attractive. Get a life. If you married, and then what? What next? It is your purpose that will make that marriage interesting. Oh, I can't wait most times to meet my wife. Because we always have things to discuss. We always have things to talk about along our purpose. Not that I've just met many, many families are boring. Honey, welcome. No, they didn't even say honey. Ah. Baba. John. Well done. Mama John. Finish. So how is John? She's fine. He's fine. How are you? I'm fine. Are you taking care of John? I am. Okay. Ekushe. No purpose. No purpose. Why can't women dream? And you know, women are more powerful than men. They are more gifted than men. Most men are one-way army. If they retire them, they go and stay in the village. If they retire them, just go and wait in the balcony and be collecting greetings from people that are going to work. every morning and every evening. They are there when you are going, they are there when you are coming. Have you seen a woman that retires before? She only changes jobs. Woman never retire. If they leave this one, they will be doing something. You can't say woman idle. Difficult to say a woman that is idle. Things that most times they don't have vision. So today they say granite, tomorrow biscuit, next tomorrow butter, then shoe, then socks. You can dream. You are more powerful than a normal man. Get a life. Hallelujah. Get a, you know, it pains me so much. That is why it's very cheap these days to get women to come and shake their bum on your musical video. Because most of them are purposeless. When you don't have a purpose, they say abuse is inevitable. They will use you wrongly because you don't have any use for yourself. Why on earth are we packing our women to be shaking their bum on musical videos? Why? I wonder if these people have parents. If you have a purpose, they can't bring you that cheap. Now, there's even people that don't know how to sing. You don't have to know how to sing now. Just get a chorus. You can even borrow it from somebody else's song that can sing. Because even if it's not some song, don't mix it. Just fine girls, come and stand, dance now, shake everybody. Say yeah, chorus, only chorus. Some songs, only chorus. Well, they just show the girls shaking, musical video. And they show all kinds of rubbish. They can ban miracles on television, they won't ban those nonsense. That's why the devil is at work. And that's why you guys have to start supporting the TV ministry so that I can put this program on more stations. The devil's programs are too much. So how now? And you're worried why a married man is committing adultery? He sits from morning to night, watch women checking their bum. Now there's never have to buy pornography film. Just watch musical videos. Yeah, you watch. Spit everywhere. Spit even from his nose and eyes. Spit. Song after song, girls are shaking their bum. Song after song, they even take the light. He's still seeing. He's still watching. He's on TV, still on. So he will leave there, take his car key, and go out to look for girls. That's all he has watched from morning to night. Garbage in, garbage out. It's not enough to laugh. Oh, I need some of you guys to start partnering with the TV programs. We have to put it on more stations. The devil, you know, nowadays, you cannot censor what your children watch. You can't say if your children watch TV, they watch healthy programs. Because they're going to watch a lot of junk. And our home videos have started putting a lot of sexual things in it, so gradually. If we don't do something about it. Yeah, you know, it's embarrassing because you can't watch TV with a small child now. You can't. When we're young, what is Sesame Street? That's all. You watch it and go. But now, you can't watch a TV now with a child. You'll be embarrassed, or the child will be embarrassed, or both of you will be embarrassed. And you'll not be changing your channel. And the most control is not working well. It's not working well. Change. It's too late. It's not enough to laugh. We need you guys to start being partners with the TV ministry. I'm telling you, we need to put these things out. The devil is working over time. Like I said before, nowadays we go to primary one. Somebody that is 1 year old or 2 year old birthday party. You see small children shaking their bum now. When we're young, how can you shake your bum in a birthday party? Have you finished doing Running Man? Have you finished doing breakdance? But now, go to 1 year old party, go to 2 year old party. Small children, they wear miniskirt, they're not be shaking. That's what's raining now because that's all they see. So it's not a laughing matter. Let's come together. Let's put these programs on more stations. Let's also bombard the airwaves with positive alternatives. That's the only way. Or else they will have a field day. People just come upon their breath. You can't watch one musical video from America and somebody's not naked. Difficult. Why can't you sing with normal women that wear normal clothes? Why? Why must they open? If you are singing something reasonable, the song will sell itself. Don't open everybody, open your clothes. Remove your clothes, let's start. Why? Get a life. There's a glow that comes when you are purposeful. The average woman this day is not purposeful. Number four, let me move quickly. Number four, you'll find it in Proverbs 11. Let's read it. Proverbs 11. Proverbs 11. I've read this scripture so many times. One of my favorite scriptures. Like I said, these things won't just help you. to attract a spouse even while you are married. A purposeful woman is always interesting to talk to. Always interested. Always interesting. Proverbs 11:22. Most of you know the scripture. Proverbs 11:22. It says, "A jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a beautiful or fair woman." That fair word fair means beautiful. So is a fair woman which is without what? Discretion. Like my wife's translation, the Message translation says it. It says, so is a beautiful woman without discretion. It's like a beautiful face on an empty head. It says a beautiful face on an empty head. People don't read nowadays. Number four is mental development. The average man likes an intelligent woman. There is something attractive about intelligent people, whether male or female. They say people rush to hear wisdom from the mouth of the wise. It makes them attractive. When the Queen of Sheba traveled how many miles just to come and hear the wisdom of Solomon? That's attraction. That's a strong attraction. She came just to hear his wisdom. Do you know, in school, efikos are very attractive, especially during exam period. Very attractive. This is crazy, but there are girls willing to sleep with them just for them to sit next to them in exam or to do tutorials. Tutorials. They are very attractive during exam period. That's when all the fine boys will become blockheads. Nobody wants to listen to them that time. Time for fine boys has passed the exam. They don't come. Intelligence attracts you. The Bible says wisdom makes the face of the wise to shine. Makes them attractive. Wisdom makes the face of the wise to shine. That's in Ecclesiastes 8 verse 1. You must develop yourself mentally. Read books. Please, Nigeria, read books. The average young boy today does not read. Read. There's power. All we do now is watch television. Thank God for Nepal that takes life sometimes. Read. It's helping our country, please. Read. Because if that TV is on, most people will never do any other thing. Read. Develop yourself mentally. It pains me. It pains me like that scripture says. When I see a fine girl that is not intelligent. When I see a beautiful face on an empty head. It pains me. It doesn't just go together. I watched one program on TV. They were interviewing one girl. Nice looking girl. And they asked her. That who officiates in, I think it's volleyball or lawn tennis or something. I can't remember the game now. But who officiates in the game? And they gave her options. That's sports. They asked her who officiates. Number A was referee. B was umpire. C was watchdog. Watchdog. Guess her answer. Watchdog. Even at a drunken state, you know watchdog doesn't sound like a human being. It's a dog. Umpire, referee, and she chose watchdog. They gave you options. They didn't say guess. Options. At least referee sounds like somebody that officiates something. At least umpire, you should have heard it somewhere or read it somewhere if you have been reading. And this is not a small child. I'm talking about an adult. Watchdog. So are you a watchdog? Say the watchdog blew the whistle. A watchdog. Because they will not read. Develop yourself. Read, please. Ladies, please read. Watch creative programs. Watch programs that can develop you. Read magazines that can develop you. Read those things. Read things that will let you know what is going on. Current affairs. Look, most men like to be able to pose with their wives. Oh, I'm very confident to take my wife anywhere. She will not embarrass me. Some men, they pray. They take their wife out. They say, "Lord, let her not speak in Jesus' name." Close her mouth, oh God. When you close the door, no man can open. Close it, oh God. And they start discussing sports. They discuss politics. Is praying, "Lord, do not forget me." And they're talking about, Chelsea. When Chelsea, the match, are playing, Chelsea play with Man U. They say, Chelsea. Yeah, my father used to buy Chelsea dry gin. Chelsea. Embarrass the nation. I can take my wife anywhere, sir. Very intelligent. In fact, I even joke with her and tell her she's more intelligent than me. Very smart. You see, look, you don't know what you want before you marry. Look, I know that mental things stimulate me. That intellectual brilliance. One thing I can't stand is stupidity. I just can't stand it. I'm not talking about ignorance, that you don't know something, but when you don't know and you are not trying to know, you lack capacity to know, then there is a problem, my brother. Do you know where ignorance comes from? Ignorance means you have ignored the knowledge. Not that it wasn't available. That's what they call it, ignorance. It's the art of ignoring information. Not knowing it. So I can't stand those things. It trips me when I see an intelligent woman. That was what attracted me to my wife. I told you the first time we met again after secondary school, 10 years after, was in the dark. There was no light in our area. All my classmates went to her house. I couldn't see her frame. It was dark. But I heard the words she said. I said, this girl's sharp. So I followed. Now let me see where this sound wisdom is coming from. And I was not wrong. There was more from where that came from. Sound wisdom. When some girls talk from far, you know there's no way we can know ourselves. You can't be this uninformed and be my friend. We went to somewhere, a public place one day when we were married. We were doing something, then a lady entered. Very tall, fine girl. She entered and all the men were turning around, shadowing her, scoping her. Now, they didn't know who she was. Nowadays, I don't trip for this kind of thing again. Until I talk to you, it can be as fine as Miss Anything. And I thought it's the dance. You can use your frame and figure to attract a man. You only use intelligence to keep him. Anybody can run, hey, she's fine, yes. When they reach there, now you now talk and find out, no, this one. No. They might sleep with you, but they don't want to have anything long term with you. Even if they have something long term with you, they will not be taking you out when they are going to meet their friends. There's no way I will go that I won't carry my wife. How will you see me without my wife? Wow. I'm very proud of her. So that day, as the girl entered, they were scoping her. Everybody was standing and looking at her. A few minutes after, it was a noisy place. A few minutes after, somebody called my wife to ask her a question. Something the average person would not know. Me too, I didn't even know it. Something very hard. And they asked her, because of the noise, she had to raise her voice to answer. And when she answered it, because of the way the thing was hard, everybody was turning and saying, who be this sharp girl? I said, hey, this is the type I like. People should be tripping for the girl because she's smart, not because she's fine. Because that fine one, the body can perish. When she give birth, that body might go. The outward man perishes day by day. Say, but the inward man is real. She will get smarter. That's what it means. Hallelujah. There should be mental development. Improve yourself. How do you do that quickly? Number one, ask questions. If you want to develop yourself mentally, keep asking questions. If there are things you don't understand, ask. Ask people. Don't be tired of asking questions. Always ask questions. Number two, read. Read some particular things that will enhance your knowledge. Know something about everything. You don't have to know everything about something, but it's good to know something about everything. Know a bit about sports. Don't know a bit about cars. Know a bit about food. Know a bit about clothes. Just know a bit. You might not know everything. That small can help you in a conversation. When they are saying many things, the only thing you know is that Benz has brought out a new car. So when they talk about me, I say, Benz has released a new model. They will talk and talk and talk again. They'll say, Benz has released a new model. Have you seen the new model released by Benz? They don't say, what's the name? Say it's Benz W Class. You have contributed. Somebody are looking, They are talking. She can't talk because she don't know anything. Number three, observe. Take time to observe. You know everything that people will even tell you. If you're a smart person, you will learn from observation. When people are acting or doing certain things, I suffered one day. The first time they gave me steak, what they call it? Is it steak? They call it, this meat they put on steak. Some call it kebab. They call it what? The idea is that it's meat that they use steak to hold. That's the basic, I don't know the name. That's the first time I was seeing it live. I used to see it on TV. I went somewhere and that's the first time I was seeing live. And they were eating it. They gave me. My brother, anytime they give you things like that, you don't know. Don't be in a hurry to embarrass your family. You stay and be drinking water. Be watching how other people are eating the thing. I didn't watch. I began to eat the thing. And you know, normally you're supposed to eat that thing from the side. Bushman, I didn't know. I thought you eat it straight. So the first one was okay. My mouth could reach it. The second one was a bit far, but I could manage. By the third, fifth one, I nearly killed myself.
you know, sometimes when you are doing a public show of shame like that, nobody will tell you anything. They will allow you to destroy yourself. I disgraced my hometown that day. I nearly choked myself. Until somebody later told me, you pull it from the side and remove it. No, I didn't know. Hallelujah. So observe. You don't have to wait to be told. Look! What, how are people doing it? How that isn't going on? Then look. Then number last one, choose your friends wisely. The Bible says, he that walks with the wise shall be what? Wise. Choose your friends wisely. If you are not so intelligent, choose intelligent friends. If they will agree to walk with you, you might be a disgrace to them. But just beg them. If you can pay them, even pay them. If you walk with them a while, you too will be smart. Number five, I have to move now fast. Number five is what I call SSS. That's the fifth way to be a more attractive person. Is SSS. SSS means self-support services. Self-support services. Yes, I know you are wonderfully and fearfully made. If you live yourself like that, you'll be faultfully and woefully made. You were created initially to be fearfully and wonderful. If you leave yourself, you'll be faultful and woeful. That means there has to be maintenance services carried out on your body. Anything that is left to itself will decay. Solomon said he passed by the field of the man that deserted his field. He said it was filled with tussles and bush and everything. He said the house that was left on his own, the roof had fallen through. Anything you leave without attention will decay. So you have to give yourself some self-support services. There are some things that is up to you to do to keep maintaining the beautiful body that God gave you. What are a few of them? Number one is your physical body. You have to eat healthy. You have to eat healthy. Some of you are very fat, like me, and you don't take care of your body. Start watching the things you eat. If you need to cut down your meals, please cut down your meals. Eating plenty meat is not a proof of prosperity. People don't know that. A lot of those red meats we eat are not healthy to eat in those consumptions that we eat. And out of greed, you eat two big pieces of meat, you're feeling very happy when your friends are around and say, I'm a rich man. Ah, those things are not wise again, no. Alright, try and know a bit about healthy eating. Alright, it's not about the bulk. It's about how balanced the meal is. Alright, you don't have to eat 10 times a day. You don't have to eat big pot of eba. Find a way to cut down and watch what you eat. Eat healthy things, fruits, vegetables, and all those kind of things. Number two, about your body, there's need for exercise. Right now, I have somebody that comes to train me at home. One of the best trainers in the world. I have to make his noise. Hallelujah. Nice guy. One of the best trainers in the world. If you're looking for a personal trainer, you can call me to get his number. I'm doing advertisement for him. He's very nice and a good trainer. Call these numbers immediately. The numbers on your screen. All right. I'm joking, but there's a guy that comes and says, you do exercise. You know, and you don't have to do, you don't have to do 10 hours exercise. You can do 20 minutes twice a week. That helps you, helps your heart, helps your body. All right? So, simple things, simple exercises you can even do at home. You can learn those exercises. And there are even some gym equipment today that are very cheap. Those bicycles you can ride on the spot. You can get some for less than 30,000 naira or even far less. Or if you go to a place like Westminster, you can even get them to Kumbo at almost 2 naira. Hallelujah. Praise God. So exercise. You can run around your house. If you can, you know, every time you use your car. Sometimes I just park my car and walk. And people say, Pastor, where is your car? I say, it's at home. I just have to walk. You drive to work. You sit in the office. You sit in church. You sit everywhere. Once in a while, take a walk. All right? Use the stairs instead of using the lift or the escalator. By the way, I hate that escalator thing. Watch your... you jump on it. Very dangerous. All right? So once in a while, use the staircase. It helps you exercise. Number two, look good. That involves your dressing. Choose the right clothes for you. It's not every cloth that will fit you. Because it's in vogue, doesn't mean it's for you. Some people are too tempted to be like everybody else. I don't follow what's in vogue. I follow what's comfortable. Some things in vogue, they didn't plan you inside it. They saw your size. It's not your own. It's not you they are thinking about. See, woman with pot belly wear jumper. What are you jumping there? Cover the pot belly. Don't embarrass the nation. Hallelujah. Alright, so it's not everything that fits you. Look for clothes that fit you. You'll be amazed if you choose the right clothes. It can affect the way you look. Just choosing the right clothes can affect the way you appear. Some people can totally be transformed just because the way they dress. In fact, there was time they did a show somewhere. I don't know whether it's Oprah or Tyra Banks or so. They found out that a lot of women don't even wear the right bra size. And that can affect the way you look. Some women look flat because of the way they have their bra size. Some look unnecessarily busted because of their bra size. Those small things can affect. All right. Now, another thing that will help you looking good is to use makeup. Makeup is not a sin. I know some people think it's a sin. It's not a sin, oh. If you need to clean up, clean some things, use it once in a while. Although, don't be excessive with it, because that's not where your own trust is. All right? Everything should not be fake. Some women, when they marry, there will be a problem. Because the hair is fake, the teeth is fake, the eyebrow are fake, the eyelashes are fake, everything is fake. The man will reach home and say, "Where's my wife?" Everything is fake. All right, take time to do a good hairstyle. For women, your hair can be everything sometimes. Just the hairs you carry can change the way you look totally. So take time to know up styles. Don't be too busy. So women, they are too spiritual for those kind of things. I was in one church one day, one Sunday morning. I saw one woman, one lady. I mean, there was big dandruff, not a small one. I mean, the mature ones. You know, small dandruff, they stay under the scalp. Big dandruff, they come out. They want fresh air. They are big. I saw big dandruff like this on a Sunday morning. And she didn't even cover the hair. So it was big like that. I wasn't surprised she wasn't married. Nobody will go near you, man, with those kind of dandruff. All right, so clean up, look good. Then number three on that level is smell good. You smell is everything. People don't bath in Nigeria. I think the government should find a way to make it compulsory for everybody to bath at least once a day. Hallelujah. Please take time to have a bath. Take time. And when you have a bath, please, your armpits should have special emphasis or special attention. And please use sponge. Most men don't use sponge to bath. Oh, yes, I will say it. You thought I won't say it, but I will say it. You say, "Pastor, how did you know I was there?" You don't use sponge. Brother, you don't use sponge. If you don't have, the government should give free sponge for all men. Free sponge. Take one and take two, free. All free for your family members. Please, it will help Nigeria. That's why the ozone layer is going away. People are not bathing. Global warming. We are the one warming everywhere. With bad odor. There are some people from far, they transmit to you. You have not gone near them, but you know what you will experience. Hallelujah. So please, let's have a bath. I've been to some churches like that. As if they announced there that people should not bath. When you enter, the stench is so strong. Those things can cut off the spirit of God, though. I'm telling you, you're just worshiping. Say, "Everybody, lift up your hand and worship." And as the guy raised one like this, all the people here fall under the power. When the Bible says 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 shall right hand side, it's not every time it's the Holy Ghost, though. Sometimes the armpit ghost is knocking them down. Yeah. So please, there should be